welcome back to The Soft Spot.
I'm Meg Malloy.
I'm Julian McCullough.
And today we're going to talk about one of my soft spots.
Yeah.
But for a second.
Yeah, just, well.
We're going to touch on it real quick.
There's no reason to rush it. I think there's probably a lot to unpack.
Yeah, it does. It deserves more than a rushed conversation.
What is this weirdo soft spot you have?
The 1993 film Indecent Proposal.
How is that a nostalgic feeling for you?
I don't know. I think weepy Demi Moore pretty much, like, she just conjures feelings of childhood, because around the time I was growing up, she was always crying in a movie.
Yeah, it conjures ghost vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She always had a single tear running down her cheek.
It was her trademark.
In every single scene she was in.
I'm surprised there wasn't a little trademark symbol next to her
cheek.
Even
when she was laughing, there was a tear, just a single tear slowly rolling down.
She's an emotional lady.
Yeah.
It's hard to have bone structure like that and be in the world.
Yeah, it is.
So tell me, break down for me. First of all, how old were you the first time you saw Indecent Proposal? Because I want to judge your parents.
I can assure you that I saw it around the time it came out.
So you were 8 years old.
Yeah, I okay. think so.
All right.
I think I was pretty young whenever I saw it. And I think that it was a movie my parents were watching, and my sisters and I used to, like, crouch down at the top of the landing on our stairs, and mm-hmm. we would just watch whatever they were watching.
Oh, okay.
They thought we were in bed, and we were just watching whatever they were watching. So it goes a little something like this. Demi Moore, hot babe, married to Woody Harrelson.
He's an architect, right?
He's an architect. They are broke as hell.
Young and in love.
Young and in love. They were high school sweethearts.
Okay. I didn't know that.
And, you know, you think that nothing can tear them apart. And they seem...
Like all high school sweethearts, nothing can tear them apart.
Exactly. Nothing. They can survive anything. There are several quick bone seshes before you even get into the meat of the movie. So
Wow. They've
got a pretty fiery thing going on still.
Okay.
It's pretty passionate.
How graphic are these throw your bones?
Well, pretty graphic.
Yeah.
There's a scene on the floor of the kitchen, and I rewatched it last night, and I was like, wow, I can't believe that I saw this as a kid.
Yeah.
Or even whenever I saw it, it's just like, whoa, she's definitely about to garble that pole, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
wow. Whoa, she's going straight for it.
Okay.
And yeah, boobies out, butt stuff is implied. It's
mm-hmm.
it's a full-on lovemaking sesh.
Okay.
And so they do a lot of that, so you feel like they're really into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't start off with a whole lot of money, but they kind of gamble everything they have on this architecture project that's like his dream home.
Okay.
And he feels like if he can build this and sell it or live in it, I don't mm-hmm. know, they never really say.
I'm assuming sell it.
Yeah, I think so. But who knows?
Okay.
They think, like, that'll make his career take off and then everything will be great.
Right.
And they go into debt, the recession hits, and their property is repossessed. They're about to lose their home.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's like, let's go to Vegas. Because that's what you do when you need to make 50,000 quick ones.
Yeah.
You just go to Vegas, and you just make that money.
That's
and then you leave with all of that money, and everything's fine.
You leave with, hopefully, way
I'm
more.
I'm fucking with you.
No,
you
no,
never
I know,
leave
but,
with all that money.
But I'm saying you hopefully leave with 10 times that amount.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have that going in. It never says what they had going in.
Okay.
But, okay, so basically,
what game do they play?
They're playing craps.
Okay.
And, but they're also playing a little bit of roulette, I guess.
Okay.
But, so they're like, everything's hot and heavy, and they're, like, winning, and they're going, and they're doing great, and they are racking up, like, thousands and thousands
oh, yeah?
of dollars,
All
and
right.
they, like, bone on a waterbed that
yeah.
has $15,000 cash just sitting on it, and it's so hot. But also, Demi Moore peeps into one of those fancy shops
uh-huh.
and is like, ooh, this dress is so hot. You know, you can see her, like, trying, she's got it draped over her, and she's like, if only.
Right.
And Robert Redford.
She's got the tastes.
Robert Redford walks over and is like, you should try that dress on. And
mm.
she's like, no, you old perv.
Right.
And he's like,
let me. No baseball glove face.
Yeah. And he's like, let me buy it for you. And she's like, the dress is for sale. I'm not.
Ooh.
I know, right? Ooh. And if that line tells you anything, it should tell you she's absolutely for sale. You just haven't offered her enough money yet.
I've never done it on a waterbed. I assume it's not fun.
I know. It sounds like gymnastics class to me.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, so Robert Redford obviously sees her. She's mm-hmm. like, you can't have me. So now he's like, okay, I want you. The next day, her and Woody Harrelson are like, okay, let's do this. Let's try to get all the way to our goal. I can't remember what it is. And then, big duh, they end up losing fucking everything
because
they're overconfident dummies and the odds are never in your favor in Vegas.
No, only in the Hunger Games.
And as they're leaving, Robert Redford's like, hey, man, can I borrow your wife to like blow on my dice or whatever?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, I couldn't possibly. And all, you hear all these other hobags being like, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Right.
And Woody Harrelson's like, go. It could be fun. And in that moment, I was like, I don't like that.
Okay.
Anyway, so he lets her go over there. She wins him $1 million fucking dollars.
What? On
he
a roll?
He bets $1 million. No, first they lose. Can't remember what they were playing, but then they go over to the craps table. They do dice, and she wins him $1 million.
Okay. Is she rolling or he's rolling and she's blowing on them?
She's rolling, I think.
Okay.
He's like, just roll a 7. That's all you have to do. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's that easy, huh? And then of course she does. She rolls a 7 because she's Demi Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wins $1 million and he's like, let me get you guys a hotel room. And it never says what hotel they're in.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a hotel that no longer exists.
Right.
But they're like, holy shit, this is so fancy.
The Sands.
And then he sends the dress up.
Uh-huh.
And Woody Harrelson doesn't know about the dress.
Oh.
So he just thinks it's a gift to his wife. And Woody Harrelson is like, that's cool. He doesn't seem bothered that this old, you know, greasy old man just bought his wife a $5,000 dress.
You can say what you will about Robert Redford, but greasy ain't it.
Yeah, I know. He looks
greasy.
Pretty dry and leathery.
Yeah, he
looks like a piece of beef jerky in this movie. Like, his face looks cracked and rough.
So how does he make the proposal?
So he sends her this dress. Woody Harrelson's fucking okay with it. I mean, how would you feel if a dude was like, here's a $5,000 dress for blowing on my dice?
Nuh-uh.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's, like, the desired response.
I'd say, is there a gift receipt? You can return that and get the cash.
I knew you would say that.
Well, if you blow on a guy's dice...
I fucking knew you would say that.
There's nothing wrong...
$5,000?
Well, no, I'm saying if you blow on a guy's dice and he makes that much money, the least he could do is give you that money, so, but not a dress.
I agree. Anyways, it was a pretty hot dress, for the record.
Okay.
But anyway, so Robert Redford, yada, 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 he's like, I want your wife. And he's like,
well,
I'll pay you... $1 million for a night with your wife.
For one night.
For one night.
Wife. I remember that from the trailer.
And he's like, no. They're both like, no, we can't do that.
That's crazy.
She's like, I told you, I'm not for sale. Fast forward to them tossing and turning. And basically, they're like, yeah, we should probably do this.
They're basically saying our relationship can survive this.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Right. But whose can? You know?
I don't know. Somebody's.
Anyway, so she does it. She goes to the Bone Zone with Robert Redford on a boat in a remote location. And it's like, you know, where it goes from there.
Yeah.
Jealousy ensues.
Mm-hmm.
He no longer trusts her. He's also like, I'm poor. This guy's rich. This guy's Robert Redford.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just the guy from Cheers. But they get the money.
So he's not poor anymore.
Yeah, but... Robert Redford also pulled a real big dick move.
What'd he do?
He bought their property from underneath them.
Which one?
In the midst of all
this. Dream one or
the dream house they were building that got repossessed.
Oh, the one that the dream house was repossessed.
He's in it to ruin their lives. He's like, I'll get you.
Okay.
I mean, he's like being nice, but he's like, I'm going to fuck your shit up.
Okay.
I'm going to really fuck it up. Anyway, I can't tell you what else happens because I don't know if everybody else. No.
Oh.
I stayed awake for this one. God. I stayed awake.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't want to ruin it for anybody who hasn't watched it.
Okay.
But I asked you, I texted you.
You texted
me. And I was
me.
Like, would you let me have a slumber party with Robert Redford for $1 million? Which is probably like, I mean, he's old as shit now.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said.
Now, yes.
Yeah. I mean, he, like I said, he looked like a piece of turkey jerky mm-hmm. in that movie, and that was 93.
Yeah.
And it's about, it's 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's had some time in the sun. Also, he's pretty fucking old.
Right.
And say what you will, but it's just not there anymore.
I gotta say, no, just straight up no. I feel like.
What if I was like, I promise to fall asleep while we watch a movie before we bone, totally in character. He'll never suspect anything. They did have Oliver Platt as their lawyer, and they had
Oliver Platt.
They have a clause.
He should have been in every movie.
They had a clause in their agreement that was like, if the relationship isn't consummated.
Yeah.
I still get the $1 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you know she boned the shit out of him on that boat.
Yeah, right.
Even if she hated him, she was like, you paid a fucking $1 million to be with me? That shit's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're on a boat?
Well, that's part of the issue, right? Is that Woody Harrelson starts wondering if she wanted him.
Right.
Instead of just doing it begrudgingly for the money.
Because he's, like, hot, and he's got good manners, and he's rich.
And he's got a butler named Shackelford.
Yes, he does have a butler named Shackelford.
I'm sorry, but the name Shackelford is a little too rich for my blood. This feels written.
It is.
Shackelford.
I know. He might as well have been, like, Jeeves or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
Well, it's, you know, I think it's a great premise for a movie.
I do too. Like I told you, if somebody was like, I have an idea for a movie, and then they explained it to me, I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then you see it and you're like, holy shit.
See, I'm on board right away. You tell me that elevator pitch, I'm like, I'm in, let's make it. I think it's great. But I think, first of all, today, $1 million doesn't age well. I mean, $1 million in 93, I remember when that movie came out, I remember thinking, who wouldn't do this? $1 million is all the money in the world.
Right.
And now $1 million feels like, you know, you could probably do that on your own, you know, if you tried hard enough.
Make $1 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, neither of us have, so.
No. But I think the equivalent now would probably be, you know, 20 million or something like that.
Yeah.
Because the idea is you never have to work again,
right.
I think, right? At the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You work the scooter for one night, and then you never have to work another day in your life.
So I would say...
Teach a man to fish!
Yeah.
Or something.
One thing, it's the oldest cliche in the book, but it's also true, and I believe it. I'm old enough to know now. Money truly is, like, anyone can have it. It can come in or go out or belong to anyone. It doesn't... Money is just money, 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 money. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But finding someone that you actually do believe in...
And that you just don't want to put their poon on the market.
Yeah. Is rare. It's rare to find that special stick-keep-it-at-home poon.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's worth any amount of money.
Yeah. That's so nice of you.
The only way I would do it is if I was selling it. If I was like, yeah, I'm taking this money, like, oh, don't do that to my wife. And then I was just like, bye.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
But that's a different scenario. That's not us.
Right.
I'm not selling you.
Thanks. And now that we know my dad's an avid listener, I'm sure he'll be glad to hear this.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Hi, Dad. Anyway, we have a great guest for you this week.
Oh, by the way, we got a Ordinary Love, great song.
Yeah.
That's the song from the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a great one.
It is.
I remember that song is so perfect for that movie that whenever I hear that song, I think of Indecent Proposal and never really saw it.
Right.
But that's how great that was.
You know what? They should make like an Indecent Proposal game. Like, there's Fuck, Marry, Kill. You can just like sub in any three people.
Yeah, but I think.
Who would your Indecent Proposal trifecta be?
What do you mean?
If I was going
to recast it?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
I don't know if that's making
Chris
sense.
Pine.
What I'm
Chris Pine would
Chris
be Woody
Pine,
Harrelson.
I know. He's your favorite Chris.
Probably.
But I think you'd have to pick someone who's like ugly hot, and he's not ugly hot.
Oh, you want ugly hot?
Yeah. I mean,
Tom Hardy.
That's not ugly
he's not pretty.
Hot to me. Really? Look at those lips.
Okay.
Those aren't ugly
Wait, why
hot
does he have
lips.
To be ugly hot? Woody Harrelson's not ugly hot.
Yeah, he is.
He is?
Yeah, he is. Oh. I mean, I think he grew into his looks later. His bod looks great in that movie, but his hair is just all wrong. It's all wrong. He just, I don't know, he looks kind of crazy, but I think they wanted him to look kind of crazy. I wish they would have just slapped a little moisturizer on Robert Redford. I just got to say it.
That was rough.
The whole time I was like,
that was before moisturizer.
I just want to put a little bit of like rose hip oil on your cheeks and just hydrate them. Because he just looks like, he looks like Groot. He looks like he's going to crack if he smiles too hard. It's hard to watch. And then I just think about what that wiener must have looked like. Hiya.
Mm. Old Hollywood.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know who the, if you want ugly hot, that's specific. I'd have to think about it.
Okay. Well, if anybody has any nominations for the recasting Vin Diesel proposal, hit us up.
But the thing about that premise is it's the hypothetical version of it doesn't work as a game. The reason the movie is so exciting, I think, is because it's real.
Right.
What would you do if it really was offered to you? You know, because then you'd start thinking about it. That's their tossing and turning in bed. You know?
I know.
So, but anyway, it's a cool movie.
It is a cool movie.
All right. We got a great guest today.
We do.
He's handsome.
Yes.
Talented. Triple threat.
A neighbor. A friend.
Mm-hmm.
A little sweetie pie. So let her rip.
Get on in here, John Millhiser. Hey, John.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
On this, you said, hazy day.
Yeah, it's hazy. A lot of pollution in the air.
Yeah.
Sure is.
World's ending.
Yeah. Do you get affected by it? Like, in your body, do you feel it?
No, but I wouldn't go hiking today.
Right.
Like, some days I'm like, ooh, this is a hiking day. It's crystal clear outside. Mm.
So, yeah.
But today I'm like, I think this is, like, times where people would be, like, warned to, like, stay inside.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could see that.
That's gross.
It is pretty gross.
That's gross that you have to worry about that.
I don't want
to
look like a crazy paranoid person, but I definitely, like, when the fires were really bad last year, bought a bunch of surgical masks.
Mm-hmm.
And did you wear them?
No.
I didn't wear them. I was
next year.
Shamed out of wearing them.
Next year. I didn't shame you, did I?
Yeah, you did. I bought cute patterns.
Just
because
I said who bought
like,
these dumb
we're going to be light and fun about this. But he was like, who ordered a box of 40 surgical masks from Amazon? I was like, oh, sir, that's mine. That's my mail. There was no mix up.
That's me caring about our health.
Yeah.
So I made fun of her relentlessly. No. But we're inside now. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful.
And we live right by you. So if you need one, just hop on down the street.
I might.
And I have so many cute surgical masks.
That was a cute experience because we were brand new in that apartment.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you trick or treat on Halloween and you see your neighbors for the first time, really.
Yeah.
And one of them was you. You answered the door.
Yes. Hello. Welcome.
Trick or treat. And you had your roommate is Nicole Byer. And mm-hmm. Is it still there? There's a cardboard.
A life-size cutout.
Yeah, so right when you open the porch door, you get startled by a life-size cutout of Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. But we moved it to, like, a guest bedroom.
We walked up, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Nicole.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
She looks happy, but she's not saying hi to me. It reminded me of that cutout in Major League where if they win, they get to peel off a piece of her clothes. Mm-hmm. Remember the owner of the... And then it's like a bikini underneath. And I'm surprised Nicole didn't have that done because that seems right up her alley. How long have you been in that house?
It's about like 2.5 years now.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Do you like it? Or is it too much house? Do you sometimes feel like it's too much house?
Well, we usually, there's like rooms in it. Lots of, like, there's a parlor.
Ooh.
A parlor.
There's a dining room. There's like a nook. But we usually just cook in the kitchen and sit in the TV room and then go to our separate bedrooms.
Right.
Yeah.
Where would what room would be like the murder room? Like if there was a, like a dinner party.
Oh,
mystery.
It's parlor.
The parlor.
Yeah. I love that there's a parlor.
Yeah.
I love that.
What makes it a parlor?
I don't know.
The broker tells you it's a parlor? How do you know it's a parlor?
There's a big window. There's a fireplace. I used to call it the ballroom because it used to be empty for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
and I would have dance parties in there.
Oh,
well, I had one successful one. The other time I had it, nobody went in there to dance. Everybody just stayed in the kitchen.
Oh, people love a kitchen at a party. Yeah, the kitchen
part of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the ballroom.
No, But yeah, it's
that's the crotch of the home.
I think I'd probably just go with whatever term the real estate person gave me.
Right.
I remember when the house we grew up in, there's just a hallway, like a small hallway from the front door. But because the real estate lady called it the foyer, my mom did too. The foyer. I was like, that's okay. It's a hallway, but
it's
whatever.
It's the first thing people see when they enter the house.
Yes.
Like my mom was very much adamant about people coming into the foyer and not coming through the garage.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said foyer for about 14 years.
Yeah.
But I grew up in New Jersey where, you know.
So did I.
They don't teach us. Oh, that's right. You're from, I just looked at your stuff. I'm not a creep. Belmead.
Sure. Right.
Correct?
Okay. Yeah, right outside of Princeton, Central Jersey.
Yeah. I'm Morristown, South Jersey.
Nice.
But I went to Princeton for a birthday. My dad drove me to Princeton when I was 15 and said you can get 3 CDs at the record store there.
Yeah.
Princeton
Record Exchange.
That's a soft spot
there.
Place for me. Is it still there?
Mm-hmm.
That's a miracle.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great. Are you very Jersey? Do you feel like you can turn your Jersey on when you need to?
South Jersey's
not really the Jersey people think of.
Well, I'm from all parts of Jersey. So also we don't call it Jersey, we call it New Jersey. I don't know. Maybe we don't.
Right.
But I grew up in North Jersey, Bergen County, Allendale. Mm-hmm. And then
Bergen County is Soprano Country.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved to Central Jersey, like Princeton area. And then we've had a shore house since that was built in the family in 1911 in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Ooh.
So every summer.
That's my favorite place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it there.
You have an ocean house? You have a house there?
Mm-hmm. Love the shore. Love some taffy at the shore.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of availability on that house or what's going on?
Family members. It's pretty much just all family.
Is it family only?
Yeah.
Family,
well, we have 2 back apartments, but we rent the 1 back apartment.
Okay.
To strangers. For the
to strangers. You said that like
to common folk.
Was it a peasant? No, stranger. Mama said say stranger. Well, that's Ocean City is like one of I spent one full summer at the beach in my whole life, and it was in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny when you're a kid, you don't realize like we were just in Vegas for a week and for a weekend, and I feel like kids when you're a kid, you don't realize class, like you don't realize if people are, you know, nice people or classy people. Like you're just like people are people.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember just loving it there, but I wonder if I went back there, I'd be like,
no, it's very like Americana. It's dry.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Wildwood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dry city, so there's no bars or like solo cups in the ocean or anything. So it's like,
that's nice.
You drink on your porch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could like leave the house and be gone all day and your parents wouldn't worry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Even though there's strangers in the back apartment.
Yeah, that's true.
So we asked you what your soft spot was, and you said...
Roger Rabbit.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Which is great. When was the last time you thought about that movie?
I haven't thought about it in a while, and I'm kind of surprised that nobody has done it before. It's
I know.
A good one.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's such a good movie. When it first came out, I saw it with my brother when... we were on vacation, so it's 1988. I was like 6 or 7,
mm-hmm.
and I remember it. And it was just like mind blowing. It was Warner Brothers and Disney together,
mm-hmm.
but also there was like murder and death.
Yeah,
but
like the animation and the real live action put together was so good, and it still holds up today. Like,
when was the last time you watched it?
Probably like a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. So it does hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before that was another year before. Like, I've seen it over
pretty regularly.
Like, I remember all the sounds, like a bus sound, like the plates clinking or something. I remember every sound of that movie.
Can you do Roger Rabbit's voice?
I used to. It's like, please!
Dude, I was reading about it last night, and Bob Hoskins, who was, blew it out. I was going to say blew it out of the park, which is not a phrase, but maybe it should be. Did he die?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
How come no one told me personally? When did he die?
5 years ago.
Oh. I wonder who did it.
Mm.
Dark.
Did the rabbit do it? It is funny that Roger Rabbit is framed for murder. Like, that's such a... I love that.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon framed for murdering a real person.
It's pretty dark, if you think about it.
And they murder tunes in it.
Yeah.
Like the dip. They
oh, I
dip
forgot.
That cartoon they dip a... shoe mm-hmm. into the dip.
It's like acid or something,
yeah.
right? Yeah. It's so dark. So Bob Hoskins got it after they wanted, I forget who the first person, Harrison Ford, who was too expensive.
Nah. Huh.
Yeah, he would have been, I don't see him being like.
Me neither.
I don't see him in
detective.
That. Yeah, I don't see that. But then the second option was great idea, and it was Bill Murray.
Yeah.
But they said they couldn't get in contact with him because he only did that thing where you have to call him at his house, and if he doesn't pick up, you don't get him.
Mm-hmm.
And they called him for like 2 weeks and never got him. So then they gave it to Bob Hoskins. So Bob That's Hoskins can thank Bill Murray's vacation to Aruba or whatever for not because Bill would have been great in that, I think.
Yeah.
I think
he would
have been I'm very happy good. It was Bob Hoskins.
Oh, yeah. He was wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember like it was my favorite movie after I saw it for a while, you know. But every movie was when I was 10. I was
Isn't
like,
it funny how cartoons were just, they used to be so much darker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were watching Sleeping Beauty the other day, and when Maleficent's like, and by the powers of hell, you would never see that in a Disney cartoon now.
You would never, she says the word hell,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's crazy.
And bad
and she
guys.
Also says, on your 16th birthday, you will die,
yeah.
you know?
Nobody talks about, like, dying.
No, even in Frozen, you just get frozen.
Yeah, bad guys don't die anymore in Disney movies.
Yeah.
Like... Yet in Beauty and the Beast, Gaston is thrown off the ledge and
yeah.
Ursula is stabbed by the ship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lion King, Scar is killed. Yeah. Jafar died, but then there was the return of Jafar. But yeah, I don't know. People can't handle death anymore.
It's too soft now.
Mm-hmm.
It's too soft and the kids are too bratty and I don't like it.
Yeah, this like new thing where kids know better than the parents all the time is like not good. I know you don't have kids, but mm-hmm. it's not good.
Yeah.
You have a puppy.
Two puppies. Well, they're dogs, but they're
they can't
puppies.
Be like, shut up, dad.
Do you ever feel like that's what they're thinking?
I think they roll their eyes at me a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What are their names?
Charlie and Clyde.
Oh.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah. Do they get along?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday I took Clyde... to my boyfriend's apartment to watch Chernobyl, the last mm-hmm. episode of Chernobyl.
Oh.
And he was very weirded out. He's like, why aren't we bringing Charlie? And then the whole time he was like uncomfortable at the apartment.
Aww.
And then once
yeah.
I brought him back to
little
Charlie,
codependent
he's like,
puppy.
Brother!
How is Chernobyl?
Really good.
Is
so
it good?
Good.
Yeah.
It's a lot of information that... the public has just not known. Like, they didn't teach us that much. I remember learning about it in school, and I was like, why haven't I heard about this before? This is terrible.
Yeah.
But they stayed true to the facts of what happened, and they told the entire story of what happened because a lot of the information was kept secret by the Soviet Union.
Right.
So, like, it was hard to get this information out there, mm-hmm. and, yeah, they did it really
I definitely want to watch it. I remember hearing about it in school, and... I don't feel like they even knew enough to really
yeah.
teach us what happened. And I was like, this is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking crazy. And nobody seems to know the details of it. Like, it's wild.
They definitely, Chernobyl definitely created whatever real dip is that you could dip someone in and destroy
and
a cartoon
And then the tunes
with.
Are gone.
Yeah. So what is, I didn't have time to rewatch Roger Rabbit, but I really want to. Is there music?
Just Jessica Rabbit's,
What did she
sing?
Fever or something?
dun, 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 dun,
dun. Why don't you do right?
Why don't
oh,
you
yeah.
do right?
Yeah.
Like some other man do.
This
and
is a
that
cartoon
was,
for children.
That was, what's Kathleen Turner?
Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen
but not
Turner.
Singing that. She didn't sing that song.
I remember my dad was always like, love Kathleen Turner's voice. Love her voice.
There's that old stand-up joke. Men think a raspy voice on a woman is sexy because it sounds like they're almost done yelling. The stand-up used to be a lot more friendly to jokes like that. Kathleen Turner, I think I liked Kathleen Turner when I was a kid, but she did make me. I was like, she's for older me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's like a...
I'll get there.
Yeah, exactly. but she wasn't... She was like not... It said in the Wikipedia she wasn't like credited as Jessica Rabbit. Like, they wanted to keep her a... What, did she not
Mystery.
Have that many lines or something?
She's got a good amount of
I thought
lines.
She had
yeah.
I thought she was a major character.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember hearing that. I don't know the whole story on that, though.
Mm-hmm.
How about... This is just Jessica Rabbit related, not directly related to the movie. How about when Heidi Klum... did that whole
oh yeah
What did you think of that?
Yeah.
That was insane.
She made herself look like Jessica Rabbit, like as a cartoon.
A full really? Silicone, like 8 to 10 hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The body, the face, everything.
That's incredible.
It's wild.
Was that when back with, were those the Seal years or was that?
I think that was pretty recent.
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
It was like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. It's pretty cool that her character has like really stayed an icon.
Yeah.
I mean,
like
yeah.
More
she's
so
like
than
Amanda Lepore, but with red hair.
Yeah.
That's who I always think of when I see Jessica Rabbit.
Seeing that body.
Whenever
yada
I
yada
see
when
Jessica
Rabbit. I was like, oh, those breasts.
Like when we see Jessica Rabbit.
<They're> so big and hard.
You said whenever I see Jessica Rabbit, like we see her at Trader Joe's sometimes.
Yeah, when I see her out.
She looks great.
But I was also impressed that, like, Roger Rabbit could land a lady like Jessica Rabbit. And then
yeah.
She was like, well, he makes me laugh. And I was like, aw.
One day I'll have a shot with a woman or whatever.
Or whatever.
Isn't it funny that, like, I think it was pretty soon after that they did Cruel World with Brad Pitt where they were like, let's do it again or something.
Did you say
wasn't
Cruel World or Cool World?
Cool World.
Cool
sorry.
World.
Cool
yeah.
World. Sorry. Yeah, even Land looked at me like, nah. Cool World. I never saw Cool World, but
with
I think
Kim
it was
Kim
like
Basinger as the cartoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was also, wasn't it like also a detective?
Mm-hmm. I think they were trying to copy it.
That's but, so yeah. lame.
But I just saw Detective Pikachu, and that totally reminded me of the kind of style of Roger Rabbit.
Oh,
oh
really?
Yeah. Like
more so than like Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
This episode of The Soft Spot is brought to you by Style Plan by Frank and Oak. Style Plan is the online destination for anyone who wants to look sharp and shop smart. Interested in discovering new eco-friendly clothing made from cutting-edge technology that's also good for the planet? Style Plan by Frank and Oak is the premium monthly clothing subscription box that gives you just that. Simply let them know your sizes, style tastes, and budget preferences, and a team of stylists paired with a whip-smart algorithm will take it from there, always giving you the final say. I did this.
You did this.
And I love the clothes
you
that I
got. You started texting me pictures of the clothes.
Yeah. I never do that.
No.
I almost never buy new clothes. I'm
right.
very into, I like secondhand, I like to thrift, but
but these are eco-friendly.
These are eco-friendly. The prices are pretty great for what they are. The quality is amazing. And it's totally like just really great basics. And I know that it doesn't really say this on there, but a lot of the cuts remind me of like really quality vintage cuts, like the sweatshirt that I got.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a big baggy sweatshirt. It
no.
has such a great fit to it. And the color is like a mustardy.
It's like a basic sweatshirt with a point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love it. I've already worn it like several times. And I love the jeans I got. I got a pair of pink corduroy cropped like wide leg pants.
Oh yeah, those are
so
cute on you.
Cute.
Yeah.
That are not like something I immediately would have picked out, but mm-hmm. now that I have them, I'm like, these are so me.
Yeah. Which is exactly what you want in a clothes shopping experience.
Exactly.
It like, expands you out of your comfort zone.
Somebody
but it still
to
looks
take
great.
The things that you know you like and expand from there and
yeah.
show you things that you might not pick up. It's kind of like when you're shopping with a friend and your friend sees you dressing the way that you do and is like, come on, you got to try this on.
That's
and,
right.
And it's great.
So to sign up for Style Plan by Frank and Oak, go to frankandoak.com/softspot and use our code softspot to try your first month risk-free and get $25 off your first box.
To sign up for Style Plan, all you need to do is fill out a short survey on your style and budget preferences. Based on your answers, a team of stylists paired with a revolutionary algorithm recommend 3 to 5 items for your box. Style Plan by Frank and Oak lets you preview your box before shipping so you can confirm, customize, or skip a month whenever you want. Every Style Plan member gets exclusive membership pricing plus free shipping and free returns. What more could you ask for than a subscription box that combines convenience convenience and style with an emphasis on sustainability.
I can't think of anything.
No, it's great. I cannot recommend this service enough.
So sign up for Style Blend by Frank and Oak, frankandoak.com/softspot. Use our code, $25 off your first box. Go get it.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals?
Yeah, me.
BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 24 hours.
It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's counselor network, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. I love that.
I love that too. Having a mental health care professional that is so accessible is like a total game changer, because I think a lot of us that go to traditional therapy spend all week racking up like these moments that
right.
we need to talk about. And we're like, you know, you want to write it down or put it in your phone. Mm-hmm. And in this case, you can just, while it's on your mind, reach out directly to the person that's helping
you. It's like having a cheat sheet in life.
Exactly. You get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change, and you're free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
So visit BetterHelp.com/softspot and join the over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. For SoftSpot listeners, you get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/softspot. You've done a lot of acting. What are the things you're most proud of? Like, what are the projects?
Proudest things? Well, it's like there's different chapters of my life. Yeah, like I was really proud out of college making sketch videos with my sketch team, Serious Lunch. And then we lived in a house in Brooklyn and it became like a production house. We just kept making videos like once a month. And
oh, that's cool.
So that was a really creative time in my life.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to college?
Hofstra University.
Oh.
In Long Island.
In Long Island.
I didn't love Hofstra, but I met a good group of guys there that were able to be creative with. Saturday Night Live was a dream. I was happy to get to.
Did you do any characters on SNL? Like, it said you do like Matthew McConaughey and stuff. Did you do him, or did you not get a chance to do that?
Did I do Matthew McConaughey? I don't think I did.
I think Meg knows Matthew McConaughey.
No.
Or she saw him jog or something.
Yeah, he used to jog by my house in Austin.
Yeah.
I do not know him.
Say hi to Meg as Matthew McConaughey if you're jogging by her house and she's on her porch.
Ah, Meg.
That's in full jog.
Doesn't breathe hard. Yeah.
So there was that rumor. Go ahead.
I was going to say we had Ross Marquand on, and he did a pretty good one too.
Yeah. Do you know Ross? He was in Walking Dead, or he is in Walking Dead.
Oh yeah, I do know him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does great impressions.
Yeah.
He was blowing us away, but yeah, his Matthew
like
was pretty
full,
good.
He did like the full, what was that
Lincoln commercial?
Yeah, he did like the full Lincoln commercial.
And then I couldn't tell if he was making it up as he went along or that was a real Lincoln commercial, because they're so weird.
Well, the Lincoln commercial sounds like Matthew McConaughey is just rambling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just sounds
They sound like his real thoughts.
Yeah. It's wild.
If the sky's blue, then... And the, I don't know. I thought I was going to come up with something.
It's like he's trying to like do poetry, but I don't know what it is. It's just... It's crazy. Actually wrote that, it's just...
What are you driving, John?
I am driving a Honda Civic.
You should... Whoa. Okay, do Matthew McConaughey...
Team Honda!
...doing a Honda Civic commercial.
I love my Honda Civic. I never have to bring it into the garage to get fixed because it never gets broken. And why fix something that ain't broken?
Oh! Excellent! Matthew McConaughey for his Honda Civic. If they could afford him, they would. Or I guess they could. They're Honda. They're doing all right.
Yeah, I think they're doing all right.
Yeah. Honda Civics are great. That was my first car.
Nicole has a BMW. My boyfriend has a Mini Cooper, mm-hmm. and they constantly have to keep bringing it into the garage.
Ah, that's
really?
So funny.
To like Pep Boys or something, or Jiffy Lube, and they have to keep spending so much money. And I never have a problem
with
my Honda Civic.
You're just like, beep, beep.
With your trusty Civic just zooming through town.
Bye, yeah. They are never-ending cars.
Right.
It's crazy.
We're CRV people, so mm-hmm. we see you.
It's like a jumbo Civic. It's like a giant Civic.
It's like a Civic for when you have two toddlers.
Yeah. And it's been through it already. And and it still runs like a dream.
Yeah.
I remember Roger Rabbit. I remember watching it with my parents and Jessica Rabbit being like a problem because I was like, ugh.
You were like, boner town,
yeah, exactly.
Don't know what to do.
I was exactly 10 years old, which is right when boys are like, yeah, I'm ready for this.
It's mm-hmm. kind of funny because she looks like how a boy would draw like, a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, let's throw some giant titties on there and a teeny tiny waist and a huge fanny.
And girls used to start wearing their hair over one eye when the movie came out. Like, I forgot my clip. And you just like have hair hanging over one eye. I was like, you forget your clip. I know what you're up to. You look good.
Did you ever have like girl crushes in school?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I like honestly did.
Who was your type when you were a kid?
Well, there was Liz Koskinen, Megan McCauley.
Sorry, Liz Koskinen sounds like you made it up
because
the cops are like, what's your name? And you're like, Liz Koskinen.
Megan
McCauley?
Yeah. I remember
one time.
I feel
like I knew a Megan McCauley.
In Tennessee. I got the code to her locker. And I went in her locker and I put chocolates and a flower in there.
Oh,
and that's how I asked her out.
Wow.
And that's how you came out.
Yeah.
I have a similar story.
Yeah.
But I was the receiver. Chris did that. He put a singing Build-A-Bear in my locker.
Oh my God. Nothing says let's do sex like a singing Build-A-Bear. Her friend Chris is gay.
Yeah.
And
was already definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, there was no pressure back then. Like when you're young, you're like, oh, I don't have to.
Yeah.
Right.
Have sex.
Because we're not doing anything, right? Yeah.
I was like, this is great. I feel so safe. I don't even have to like do anything.
Do you remember what it was singing?
No. I remember he had on a tuxedo. And I remember I had felt really like good about dating a dude who didn't even want to hold my hand. And I was like, perfect. This is great. I love it. And then he did that, and I was like, this feels so
forward. Like,
intimate and not at all what I thought was happening here.
Oh, probably because he chose My Neck, My Back as the song.
Looking back, that's
on brand.
That could have definitely been a choice that he would have made. But I remember after that, I was like, oh no, he's like into this. I gotta.
Yeah.
And then I broke up with him after Chris. After chemistry class, like a couple days later.
Because you didn't have any?
No. Turns out we did not.
Mine was Katie Pabst was my first one. Mm-hmm. And I had a teddy bear named Pockets because he had pockets and I was not creative. And I put a little note in one of the pockets that was like, I like you or whatever, and then gave it to her. And then my mom was like, I got you that bear to like keep forever, get it back. And I was like, okay. And I had to go ask her for it back. Can I have my teddy bear back? Yeah. And I'm straight. So.
That's definitely the gayest story.
This was in senior year of high school. So that was 1980. How old were you in 1988? Unless you don't want to talk about it.
Seven or six.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It came out, I looked up June 22nd, so it's almost been however long.
Mm-hmm.
20, 30, whatever.
Yeah. That's
30-something years.
It's weird. It's not a movie you see, like, being played on television or,
no.
right? Like, you don't see it around.
I wonder if it's something to do with, like, the Disney Warner Brothers.
Oh, probably.
Is there
no
a beef
one can
there?
Choose.
I don't know who owns it. Yeah,
yeah, I
don't know.
I guess that's true.
It doesn't happen very often that Disney, that was in the thing. It's
crossed
like
over.
Yeah, that they use both companies to do something like that.
Yeah, that's...
But I did bring...
What'd you bring? You brought something?
Oh my gosh!
My original Roger Rabbit doll.
Whoa!
Oh, wow! Look
wow!
At
my mom, or my mom and dad. Kept
By the way,
in...
this is a BMW
yes.
drink thing. You definitely stole this from Nicole.
Yeah. My mom and dad kept him in great shape.
Wait, give me a smile.
Oh, my God.
So,
in the basement in Tupperware. And he would come out every now and again. And, like, he's still in great shape. And so recently, just this, like, past Easter, I went to visit them. I was like, I'll take him home.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so he sits in my closet. So every time I open my closet, he's sitting there. But...
oh, he does. I was going to say, does he have the string and
he
pull it?
He has the string. But just to warn you, he speaks a little differently now because around 1991, my brother and his
he joined the alt-right.
Older friends took him from me. My brother's 8 years older than me. And they smashed him against the hard part of the couch. And it forever broke his voice box. Oh, so now no. He talks super fast.
Let's see. That is tragic.
So if I have to hold it slow.
Oh,
here's a magic
that's
trick. I pull a magician out of my hat.
Oh.
Well, he says other things too, but.
When you pulled that slow, that's like horror movie
shit. I know. I was like, this is the vortex to hell.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's some like David Lynch. That's awesome, but that's.
Isn't it funny
wow.
that it still works?
That's know. Crazy.
Well, it's like, yeah, there's what no technology? Battery.
Yeah.
There's no battery. It's just like a
physical.
I'm trying
to think if I had any talking dolls from around that time.
I wonder if you can get that repaired.
I feel like I had a talking Alf doll.
Was oh,
that
yeah?
A thing? I'm yeah. almost positive that I had a talking Elf doll.
What's yeah. the, I don't know, Elf sound? He was like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I could have talked like this.
Yeah. Your cat.
How funny is it? You could go lower than me.
I told you I'm an alto.
That's right.
Yeah.
What are you, John? Are you, you're a, you can sing, right? Or can I just,
a
I just
bit.
Assume
like,
you can sing?
It's like, was this a tenor?
Mm-hmm. A tenor, yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, is that something? I wonder if
I occasionally sang tenor parts.
Or baritone.
And baritone's deep.
I can sing,
you can sing
a little
really
bit.
like a vampire. A little bit. What's your... wouldn't that be... They're got to be remaking this, I feel like. Roger Rabbit seems... Oh, no, but they probably won't because of the Warner Brothers Disney thing.
I don't think they should touch it. I mean,
I
there was a whisper of a sequel. I think they wrote it, but they never made it or, mm-hmm. yeah, did anything.
It's a real
with it.
Bummer how everything's getting remade. It bums me out.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's old Hollywood, like 19.
Yeah, 40s. It takes
40s,
place in
yeah.
47 or something like that. Yeah.
yeah.
I'm like, as I'm reading about it, I'm like, this is my dream movie. This is amazing. I love noir stuff and, you know, mm-hmm. all that. Are there a lot of adult jokes in it that, like, are definitely not appropriate for children that are supposed to go over their heads?
Yeah, I can't think of any right now, but there were a lot.
What a
Eddie
stuff.
And his girlfriend who works at the bar
uh-huh.
with all the guys that are alcoholics there. And yeah.
This is a genre that would just never happen again.
Yeah.
Where it's like they show drinking and like murder
with cartoons.
With cartoons.
But it's light and it's not like an Adult Swim.
Yeah, it
thing.
Wasn't. It wasn't.
Christopher
it was
Lloyd.
Definitely marketed for children,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that's, yeah, that's nuts. Christopher Lloyd, not to spoil it, but did it, right? He's the murderer?
Yeah, Judge Doom.
Yeah. That it's in the name.
Yeah. Yeah.
They like put a guy's against a wall. They're like, who do you think it is? And it's like, like Eddie, Judge Doom, Strawberry Shortcake.
Do you remember the first time you saw it?
Yeah. I was on vacation in Bermuda, I think, with my family and... My brother and I were having dinner with my mom and dad and we're like trying to convince them to let us go to the theater and see it. And so my brother and I ran off and went to go see it with their permission.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I remember.
But this was like the year it came out.
Mm-hmm.
It was, oh, okay.
Yeah.
In Bermuda, wow.
And I learned how to draw him pretty quickly and I drew him everywhere. I would have birthday parties with all this Roger Rabbit stuff. My mom still has some of the, like the paper plates and streamers from Roger Rabbit. And sometimes
what?
I go on eBay. And this is really weird, and I don't understand it, but I think you said this in the email about what this podcast is, like uh-huh. what like calms you or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And going on eBay just to write like Roger Rabbit, seeing what like stuff they have of Roger Rabbit from back
yeah.
in the day, like is really calming to me and soothing.
Just scrolling through old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what this
like,
podcast
I
is
didn't
about.
Even, I didn't even know they had some of this stuff. Like I thought I had everything there was of Roger Rabbit.
I know. I definitely... I sell vintage and I make a habit of like checking on things that I owned whenever I was a little kid and just seeing mm-hmm. how much of it is still out there. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I remember Whataburger because I grew up in the South. They always had these like commemorative glasses, and every once in a while I'll be like, do they have the Wizard of Oz ones that I drink my orange juice out of every single morning? But they're really hard to find. But when I do find them, I'm like, somebody better snatch those up because they're wonderful.
Did you ever have those Garfield mugs from McDonald's?
Yes.
The glass ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, McDonald's used to do really cool stuff.
And they just did another cool toy, the Avengers Endgame. I saw a commercial. I was like, those are cool toys. Because mm-hmm. I used to collect them. There was one trip my mom and I would stop at every McDonald's and we collected all the Animaniacs.
Yeah.
There was like 15 of them. But when we went to the McDonald's to try to get an Avengers toy, they're like, oh, we've been sold out for like a week. I was like, oh, see? I don't think they do toys
that's
anymore.
That's adults going in and buying them
all. Yeah, Happy Meals are not the same. I remember there was one that looked like a takeout box. They were like Transformers. Do you guys remember
that
one?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It looked like a takeout box, and then it was like the Hamburglar or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to explain it, but...
Do you remember when McDonald's was like, we're going to stay open at night, and then it was like McDonald's After Dark with Mac the Knife? Do you remember that? Mac the Knight. And it was a moon with sunglasses.
Yeah.
And I think you could like, I think there had to have made a toy out of that thing. That'd be a cool thing to find if they still have that.
I almost got you a Mac the Knight satin bomber for your birthday.
And then what? You don't love me anymore?
No, I didn't. It was last year. I ended up getting you the Bud Light one with Spuds McKenzie.
I mean, that's a toss up. I think you're right. You were right with Spuds McKenzie.
When my brother ran for office in his high school in 1991,
I remember that election. It was fucking
Spud McKenzie or Budman was his. Was his like poster or logo? And you'd be like, vote for Millhiser.
I love that.
For school, they let that happen?
Well, actually, no. So he used Budman on all of his campaign posters. But then when I ran for office in like 1996, it was the frogs. Or was it 97? Like Mill.
The Budweiser frogs.
Yeah, I drew a poster of the frogs saying, vote for Millhiser.
There you go. Did you win?
I lost by 7 votes.
What?
Ooh.
Let's call
my science teacher told me. She's like, John, you lost by 7 votes.
What
like,
a fucking bitch.
Were you like,
why
who?
Would you tell me?
Oh, I'd be like, who?
That's like a fact you never forget for the rest of your life. You'll be 90 years old on your deathbed, and somebody will be like,
7 votes!
What's the most excruciating thing that anyone's ever revealed to you? 7 votes. That's crazy.
Think of all the power you could have had.
Do you ever eat at Casita del Campo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time we go there, there's a Spuds McKenzie lamp.
Oh, have you seen it?
And those are pretty hard to find.
Oh, my God.
He's on the bar.
Okay.
It's a dog. It's not a lamp. It's like a, I mean, it doesn't look like a lamp. It's a dog.
But and he lights up.
And he lights up. And it's old. You can tell it's old.
But it's like a real
Spuds McKenzie,
like dog-sized lamp.
And I was like, you want to sell that? And the guy was like, yeah, you're the first person to ask. Are you kidding me?
Have you seen the Budman mugs? It's like a German Stein.
No.
And the head lifts up. I don't know. I don't think a lot of people know about Budman. I think he was around for like 2 years.
Yeah.
It was probably what Duffman became in The Simpsons.
Sure,
they were probably making fun of that. That eBay thing, I got to start doing that because I know I what is it about looking at old objects from your childhood just like makes you feel...
It's wild.
That it's still there. It still exists.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
I think that it's like I didn't dream what it is. Mm-hmm. I just love like when we were in Hermosa Beach at that antique place.
Yeah,
it's like
and
a
you
barn
saw those
full of antiques.
What
and
were
I
they?
Saw these cups. They were like milk glass cups from the 70s that my mom put like applesauce in for us all the time when we were little kids. And I saw it and I was like,
yeah,
like,
you had like a visceral reaction.
It was wild because I haven't seen those cups since I was, I don't know, a really little kid.
Yeah, it's like throwing things away. You think they're gone forever, but then you go on eBay, you're like, oh, they're right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That memory wasn't a dream. Like, that did happen to me.
Yeah.
I bought on eBay last year, Roger Rabbit, those big plastic cups that they used to sell at like McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And I also bought the Batman Returns collection of those plastic cups.
Oh, I bet those are awesome.
Like Catwoman and Penguin. And
yeah.
How much are those?
They weren't expensive. Uh-huh. Like $12, I think.
Yeah.
Or even cheaper. But that's all we drink now is out of those cups.
Oh, really?
Those big plastic cups. Yeah, because we're not going to knock them over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm wondering what my objects would be. I definitely need to get it. I know we're not a sports show, but you've heard me tell the story of selling my Dan Marino rookie card to go see the movie Ghost when I was 12. And I would love to get that card back. I think it's only like $40 now. It was worth like $500 at some point when like cards still mattered to people. And then like the card industry just like steroids destroyed it. So now it's like, I think it's like affordable. I could get it if I want to. But that's one that like got away, you know, and like if I just looking at it would make me be like, oh. And then there was a Wheaties poster of Michael Jordan where you had to buy this. How fucked up is this? So you know how you have to like collect the toys?
Yeah.
And you would buy boxes of something, of whatever it was, Pop-Tarts, cereal, whatever. And like there's no way to know
which.
You had to keep buying them.
Yeah.
And this Michael Jordan poster took four panels to finish. It was him doing the most boring dunk
Expert
you've ever seen.
Expert marketing.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He had rebounded and it just like, he was like jumping straight up and just like putting it back. It was like the most boring picture of him dunking. But still, I had to get it, right? So I like got the shoes like four times, you know, and then I got it. And I just kept eating Wheaties, which suck. Like nobody likes Wheaties.
Yeah,
I was
Wheaties
like four, I was choking down giant bowls of Wheaties and I finally got it all. So to have that poster intact, like every piece would be probably
so you got
cool.
rid of those at some point.
Oh yeah. I didn't keep any of that stuff. I had the classic Ferrari poster, like a big red Ferrari, like I'm gonna own one of these because those guys aren't it's funny. you get older and you're like, oh, I do not want to own a Ferrari.
I think I had that poster too and I was like, why do I have this poster in my room? I feel like I'm just supposed to have it.
That's kind of what I felt like.
Totally.
It doesn't make any sense. What was the not to gender everything, but what was the girl equivalent of the Ferrari poster?
Probably an NSYNC poster. I don't know.
Yeah.
Boy band posters.
I guess, yeah, because they don't like market owning things to women the same way. You know what I mean? Like you're not supposed to get a car when you're, you know, so.
No,
like,
they make us like super paranoid about our skin and our weight and our hair and everything else. And
how's that? Is that fun?
While we're busy trying to panic and find all of the right, you know, Noxzema products, you guys are just like, maybe I'll drive this car someday.
And we have a poster of the Noxzema girl on our wall. We're like, you should look like her.
Yeah.
And we have like zits and we're disgusting.
It's funny now that like 90s looks are coming back so hard. I'm like, I can't imagine if somebody would have said, save your Skechers, save your platform Steve Madden
they
shoes.
They fall apart, the Skechers.
I know. I would have been like, there's no way. I didn't even like these when I owned them. There's no way this look will come back. But here we are.
I just liked, I remember getting Skechers just because I liked the Jenny McCarthy
magazine
ads. Like the doorknob.
Or was she Candies?
Was it
Candies? Maybe
candy?
She was Candies. I can't remember.
I remember her sitting on the toilet.
She was sitting on the toilet. Yeah. Well, that's definitely Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I queefed by these shoes.
It's funny. She dated Chris Hardwick. And at the time, we were like, how did he get her? And then it's like, nobody wants to have anything to do with any of these people. I remember, like, I was supposed to like Jenny McCarthy. And I was just like, I can't. She's like, I'm funny. Here, look at this booger.
Like,
I don't.
She got me.
Really?
She won me over. I used to watch her. Yeah. And then she had the Jenny McCarthy show, like a sketch show.
Yeah.
Oh, she had a sketch show?
On,
I don't
like,
remember
MTV.
That.
I was all into MTV.
I definitely appreciated that whenever I was that young, I was like, oh, she's like gross. She's like telling fart jokes.
Yeah.
And she's
still
hot.
A Playboy
hot.
Model.
I do appreciate that she was doing that.
Yeah.
I just wasn't ready for it.
But it brought on a wave of like, you know.
But her on The Masked Singer is really annoying.
Her what?
She's a judge on The Masked Singer.
Oh, I didn't even know.
The Masked
We haven't watched it.
Singer.
I've watched a few online and I'm like.
Have you?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me this.
Yeah, shut up.
You have
up.
A secret
I have
life.
Secrets. I've watched a few and I'm like, where the fuck, how do they convince these people? How do they seek these people out? And they're like, hey, do you want to be
judges,
a masked?
You mean?
No, the people who sing on the show.
Well, that's what I knew going into it. I was like, nobody's going to do this show. Who are these celebrities going to be? And then so while the Masked Singer is singing, Jenny McCarthy's like, I think that's Lady Gaga. And I'm like, that's Lady Gaga would not do this
Lady
show.
Lady Gaga is not doing that. She's too busy sucking Bradley Cooper's ding-dong on a red carpet right now. She is not going to do this show.
Are they dating?
No.
No.
Oh.
But I can't with the, there could be 99 people in a room.
Oh, God,
and it just takes one.
I could not wait.
And the way she looks at him, I'm like, that's acting right there. Mm-hmm. That's acting. Because he can't be that great, right?
What is with him in this public, like, thing of him having these weird...
He's become today's Anne Hathaway.
...relationships with women. Like, his Jennifer Lawrence thing, but they weren't dating, but it was like, they were like... publicly loving on each other all the time. What is that with him?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were like really close, you know, after Silver Linings Playbook. It's just a weird, I don't know. You just don't see that with other actors doing that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of strange. I think he has boundary issues.
Isn't it funny? The first time I remember seeing him was in Wedding Crashers, I think. And I was like,
just,
who
like, a straight
is this
up
Chad?
Dick.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, he's the ultimate Chad when he wants to be.
Yeah. And now he's a musical theater guy. It brings it out in you.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, here's an argument I got in with a bunch of straight men recently, and I want your opinion and your opinion. You told me, but I can't remember your answer. Mm-hmm. Who's the hottest Chris? Is it Hemsworth?
Oh,
Pine?
This has been a huge...
Evans? Or isn't there one more Chris? Pratt.
I can't do Chris Pratt. He's off immediately with me because I think he's like secretly kind of
right wing,
alt right.
Yeah,
and I don't know, alt right. That's too strong, but I definitely think he's like, you know, by the grace and glory of God, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That makes me feel weird.
And Chris Hemsworth to me is too tall. I'd always just feel stupid.
Is he like? He's like a mountain.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He's like 6'5", I think.
But someone who I think's funny is Chris Pine.
Chris Pine is funny. He's my favorite.
He's
the one.
My favorite.
I think the eyes do it for me. I'm like, he's the hottest one, but people get mad at me.
I'm trying to think if there are any other Chris's. There have to be.
The Hemsworths are ridiculous. I mean, they are ridiculous people.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's kind of nuts.
And Chris Evans, I'm like, how did he get famous? He looks like...
Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh, okay. I just feel like he looked
movie.
Like our backup quarterback in high school. He wasn't really... I don't get it. But whatever, it's fine. So who's your vote?
Pine. Chris Pine.
Pine.
I guess Pine.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Pine.
I think he would be happy to hear that.
Yeah.
He's in a new movie or show.
I think it's a show. Yeah, I've seen it on
What is?
Stops.
It's like my wheelhouse, but I can't remember what it is right now. It's like something I would want to watch, but I can't. It's, I don't know if it's a detective or a Western. I can't remember, but it's like their genre I like.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good podcasting. It's pretty like, you know that thing? I can't remember it either.
Can't think of the name of it. Can't describe it. But that thing, I like that thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. It's like being your parents.
Yeah.
This Roger Rabbit doll is incredible. It's so clean. Do you clean it?
No, never cleaned it.
You've never cleaned this?
Nope.
It looks, I mean, there's a little bit of dirt in the ears, but that's just,
he's
getting older.
Horror story. My mom, when, I guess it was 1989.
Did you look up how much that's worth?
No.
I'm going to look that
look
up
it
right
up.
Now.
Do you, will you be
wondering.
Offended if she looks it up?
No.
Okay.
But in 1989, Halloween, I wanted to be Roger Rabbit, and there wasn't really a Roger Rabbit like costume to sew or to mm-hmm. buy. So my mom spent like...
There wasn't in 1989?
No, not a good one.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I was little, but my mom was like, I'm going to make it from scratch. So she made it from scratch, and it was very good.
Yeah. Do you have a picture of that?
I do. Yeah,
you don't have
I'll
to have
show
it right
you.
Now, but yeah, when we post this, I want to.
But the most difficult thing was the ears. She wanted the ears to stand up, and she spent so many hours working on these ears, and then she finally got the ears done. And then I go out, and I for some reason thought I could slide the ears back, and I lost the ears like immediately.
Oh no!
And it was kind of like traumatic to me because I knew how hard she worked on them.
Aww.
And it, like,
her fingers bled
for those ears. It still hurts me to think that I lost those ears and where they ended up.
She neglected your brother for hours.
Yeah.
And
she was
just
in the dining room table sewing for weeks.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So how much do you guys think a vintage Roger Rabbit?
How much is Roger Rabbit?
How much do you think he goes for?
I would guess
60.
Wait. Okay. Wait. Can I touch him?
Yeah.
God, this is amazing.
And if he comes in the box, I think it's like...
The ears are great,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, you get two different guesses, in the box okay. and out of the box.
The cabbie.
Yeah.
In the box, I'm going to say 120.
Okay.
And out of the box, I'm going to say 85.
All right, so...
Does it say if the voice thing works? Does
yes,
that matter?
Yes, I already looked at both of the listings.
Oh, okay, all right.
So, a vintage 1988 Play School Roger Rabbit in the box in Benny the Cab box mm-hmm. is $99 or best offer.
Okay.
Doesn't say how long it's been listed, so you might be able to get a deal. The one not in the box, but it does say that the voice box works, is $34.95 with free shipping.
Does it look clean?
And it looks pretty clean.
Okay.
I thought this was going to be worth a lot. I'm sorry,
no,
John.
He looks awful. The eyes.
His eyes are scary. It's true. It's true. The eyes are really scary.
And his nose is faded.
It's like they went and just bought eyes somewhere and put them in there.
The sound that just came out of you.
Oh, my God.
This is, I think, the cleanest one on here, actually.
This is like that moment in Antiques Roadshow.
Not too bad.
It's like the moment in Antiques Roadshow where you think you have something.
The snout is a bit weird.
The snout is a little off.
John, if you see here, the snout is original because you can tell that they...
Okay, so it looks like some of them had yellow eyes because there's a couple
Gross.
Listings of Roger Rabbits with yellow eyes.
I think
eyes.
It's the same. They're trying to fool somebody and it's the same doll. I've seen that before.
they're not getting over on you, John.
Look, this guy's fully packaged in the...
Yeah.
He's like still strapped into
the
box.
Well, the ones that are in the box, you see the look at the color of the eyes, and that's how you can tell.
This guy just looks like faded, but he looks pretty clean.
More like who faked Roger Rabbit, right, guys?
Now I'm like going to look up all of my old Cabbage Patch dolls.
Those are worth something.
Yeah.
Original Cabbage Patch dolls are worth something. But they got to be like, they have to have all the clothes and, you know.
It's funny when you asked if he had cleaned his Roger Rabbit, it made me think of, I have this bug. Not Bugs Bunny. I have this Mickey Mouse mm-hmm. that was mine that my kid still sleeps with every night.
Aww. Yeah.
And
it's an old ass Mickey Mouse.
It's an old ass Mickey Mouse.
It doesn't look anything like today's Mickey Mouse.
No. And I.
Whose Mickey Mouse was it before you?
He was mine.
But it wasn't your mom's or anything?
No.
Like 80, probably got it like 80.
I got it. It was
probably same year.
My mom said that somebody gave it to her when I was born. So mm-hmm. I was born in 85. Mm-hmm. This is pretty old Mickey for a plush doll.
Yeah.
And I tried to shampoo him, but with like VO5. So he has some pretty.
Hot oil treatment?
Yeah. Like he has some like pretty weird stains.
He has a perm.
Yeah. Pretty.
Yeah, he
looks pretty gross.
And his shorts won't stay on.
His shorts won't stay
he's
on.
A little,
I don't know.
He's a little slut.
I don't know what that is about, but his shorts won't stay on. It's like he's haunted.
Yeah.
And...
It should be an option to take his shorts off.
It's fuckboy Mickey.
He just can't keep it in his pants.
I think we're almost done. Yeah. What do you got here? Oh, he found it, the costume.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the ears are still there. So
yeah, this is before I left the house.
Your mother is an American treasure. I can't believe she made this.
The gloves had three fingers.
Wait, you're not wearing the gloves?
I'm not?
No.
Shoot.
But look at your little ham face, like, really going for it for the picture. So cute.
Oh, my God, you're so cute. You're so cute. I love this. Wow, I would have probably not come home if I lost those ears.
That's like a professional grade costume.
Yeah, she's good.
That's amazing. What did she do?
Way before I was born, she taught deaf. So she knew sign language.
Oh, okay.
She taught sign language. And then she's just a house mom.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. But, taught sign languages. Sign language is a crafter, can sew.
Yeah. No idle hands on this one.
She sounds like an angel.
Not today, Satan. I'm making my kid a Roger Rabbit outfit.
I know. More moms need to know how to sew.
Yeah.
I know how to sew. I'm a mom who sews.
She's a mom who sews. Check out her own podcast, Moms Who Sew.
Moms Who Sew. Moms Who Sew Pod. Anyway.
Well, thank you so much, John. Yeah. This was a wonderful trip. And
I'm
thank
like
you.
Itching
I
love talking to about eBay.
Yeah, I want to eBay now. I want to look for some old stuff. I'm going to look for original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I have those.
Dolls. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I have a water bottle in a sleeping bag at my mom's house.
There's random things that my mom...
You sound like we're like trying to one-up each other. Ask my mom. I have...
I've got Dick Tracy characters.
Oh, I forgot about my Dick Tracy shit.
Dick Tracy, all the Ninja Turtles, Batman.
Mm-hmm. I had a Dick Tracy t-shirt I wore like almost every day. My parents had to be like, you can't wear it again to school.
You know, that's how I feel about that Wham shirt you're wearing right now.
It's not Wham, it's Aha.
Whatever, Aha. Yeah.
You know what's awful? When Batman came out, I was looking at every toy store for a Vicky Vale action figure.
Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't make it because it was a girl.
So cool. How cool were we?
So I
as a country in 1980, in the 80s.
So I would use Missy Vaughn from Pee Wee's Playhouse, mm-hmm. that doll, as the Vicky Vale character if I was playing with my Batman toys.
Oh.
How cute. You were like,
I need a forward-thinking young man.
Yeah, I need
a strong female
voice in this pretend game I'm playing.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I never had, I wonder if they made April back then for the
Yeah,
for the
they did in her yellow jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well, go eBay. Tell us what collectibles you still have laying around.
In fact, if you have the original still, post a picture of you holding it and then a picture of what you found on eBay and say if it's as good.
Ooh, I love that.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
eBay versus reality.
I'm gonna try to find my Mickey doll on eBay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Ugh, I'll have to comb through thousands of listings, but it'll be
I had a 1989 Chip and Dale. Like the Chippendale Chipmunks. Mm-hmm. I had those from Disneyland. We bought them hot from the tap, from the source.
Nice.
So I'll check those. Well, all right. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
where
you.
Can people find you?
At John Milheiser on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay. And your home address.
Or down the street from us.
Yeah. All right. Bye, John.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Queen.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.